The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Allah, Allah, Allah. 10 of his sins are forgiven and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's all recite durood together. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of these lovely series brought to you by Madani Channel English known as the Light of Guidance Alhamdulillah yes we all know the Light of Guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam, the religion of peace, the religion of harmony, the religion of beauty, subhanAllah, the religion which teaches us respect, not only for our parents, but for our elders, our siblings, our relatives, our neighbors, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, the religion which teaches us how to love one another, subhanAllah, the religion which teaches us brotherhood, subhanAllah, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, this deen is the light of guidance, subhanallah. And this is the name of our beautiful and lovely silsila, alhamdulillah. We all know in these beautiful episodes, we do discuss some very relevant and important topics, which are also very beneficial to the youngsters of today. Alhamdulillah, in the past, we discussed some very important topics regarding some hidden diseases regarding the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in form of reciting durood and salutations, salawat and salam upon the noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Today's topic is also very exciting. Before we discuss today's topic, we all know that in the beginning of our siltila, we do ask a very exciting and beautiful question for our viewers, our listeners. Today's question very beautifully will be playing on the screen very shortly is what are the blessed names of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We all love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of our hearts. Subhanallah. Yes, the questions is on the screen. We all love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but do we know about the beloved and blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we know what are their beautiful names, I mean, let alone their status, their maqam, their rank, subhanAllah, that in today's time, if somebody knows it, then it is something big. Unfortunately, people are not aware of this, but at least do we know the names of the blessed parents of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who do not know the answer, quickly do some research and find the answer, inshallah, at the end of today's siltila, we will be giving you the beautiful answer to this beautiful question. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we discuss the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word Ahl Bayt comes in our tongue. And many of us heard this word and these names many a times, but unfortunately many of us don't even know who are the Ahl Bayt. I mean, which people are known as the Ahl Bayt? What is the Ahl Bayt referring to? What is the status and the maqam of the Ahl Bayt in the light of the Quran and the Hadith? And subhanAllah, what a high and esteemed status these Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have, subhanAllah. So today we will be discussing this beautiful category, which is the Ahl Bayt, the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very important topic, a very relevant topic, a topic which I feel everyone should be listening to very attentively. Many of us feel that we know maybe a lot about the Ahlul Bayt, but believe me, you, we do not even touch the, I would say, the beginning of the status and the maqam of these blessed personalities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So sit back, relax, enjoy, make your mind tension free, and let's listen to some very, very, very beautiful points regarding these Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will begin by mentioning a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "The one who wants to attain a medium and wants to be served in my court, due to which I intercede for him on the day of judgment, then what should he do?" My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he should serve my Ahl Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in and please them. Subhanallah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you all a formula. You want the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the formula is you must please the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and serve the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How this hadith itself is enough to prove the rank and the martaba of these great personalities in the court of Allah and in the sight of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. One should keep in mind that the Ahl Bayt is referred and the Ahl Bayt have nisbat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if somebody shows love towards the Ahl Bayt, automatically he will be showing love towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the reason we love the Ahl Bayt is because they are the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the reason why we show them so much love, so much respect. Subhanallah. And likewise, if someone shows hatred, someone shows animosity, someone shows enmity towards the Ahl Bayt, then this will indeed be showing enmity, animosity and hatred towards the blessed Zat of Nabi Akhir Zaman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such kinds of filthy people who do not have the adab and the respect of the Ahl Bayt and the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some very beautiful hadith I would inshallah narrate to you, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "The one who fights a war against the Ahl Bayt, I will fight a war against him. And the one who reconciles with them has reconciled with me." Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Beware, the one who dies upon the enmity of the Ahl Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, on the day of judgment, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both his eyes that he is deprived of the mercy of Allah Almighty." Allahu Akbar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "The one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahl Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, he will be turned away with the whips of fire from Hawza Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, on the day of judgment." Allah, Allah, Allah. The pond of Kawthar, we all know that this beautiful pond is that beautiful hole and that beautiful pond which will be given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates, he says, "This hole, this pond of Kawthar has been given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is true, it is haqq. The distance of this hawd, the distance of this pond is," in today's times in the world, if we have to look at the pond, maybe a pond would be, maybe a big pond would be the size of someone's room, bigger than that, 2-3 rooms. But we never ever see a very, 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 very large pond. No. Look at this pond. He mentions, he says, "The distance of this pond is the journey of 1 month." That's how big the pond is. Allahu Akbar. There are domes of pearls at its edges. All the four corners are equal. Its soil is extremely fragrant musk, not sand or filthy sand, dirty sand. No, the soil is extremely fragrant musk. Its water is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, purer than musk, and bowls placed over it are even more than the number of stars." Allahu Akbar. "Whoever drinks its water will never be thirsty, two channels of water always flow in it from paradise. One channel is of gold and the other is of silver. Allah, Allah. Look how beautifully Hazrat Sadr al-Sharia, Hazrat Allah al-Mufti Muhammad Amjad al-Azami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, explained Hawza Kawthar. Now after you have the picture of Hawza Kawthar in your mind, and now listen to this hadith again, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahl al-Bayt, he will be turned away with the whips of fire from Hawza Kawthar on the Day of Judgment. Allah, Allah, Allah. And we all know the Day of Judgment is that day where the sun will be, maybe 1.25 miles above our head, and the front of the sun will be facing us. People will be drowning in their own perspiration, in their own sweat. The ground is made of copper. Some people will be drowning up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their chest, some up to their shoulders. Some will be drowning completely in their own sweat, in their own perspiration. And this perspiration will first seep into the earth, and when the earth cannot take in more, it cannot absorb more, then the earth will start pushing it out, and that's when people will be drowning in their own perspiration. In that situation where the tongues will be out, the tongues will be as if there are thorns on our tongues, and people will be extremely thirsty. In that situation, when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present at Hawza Kawthar, and he is giving people water to drink with his blessed hands, Allah, 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 then don't we want to also be amongst those fortunate people who get to drink this water of Kawthar from the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because this is such beautiful water that once a person drinks it, he doesn't feel thirsty again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So keep in mind, you want that water, then have a nisbat, have a connection, have the love, have the respect, the utmost love and respect and obedience towards the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Imam Ahl al-Sunnat, very beautifully makes a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Ya ilahi, jab zubane bahir aaye pyaas se. Allah, Ya ilahi, jab zubane bahir aaye pyaas se, sahibe kawthar shahe judo ata ka saath ho. Allah, and we make this dua in the favor of everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua in everyone's favor. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very shortly, we are going to be beautiful personality. Bilal Bhai, from all the way from UK. And inshallah, Azzawajal, he will be elaborating further with regards to the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some beautiful excellences, fadail, of the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Before we go towards our Bilal Bhai, there is a very important discussion which needs to take place. And this discussion is the Sahaba-i Kiram and the love of the Ahl al-Bayt. Allah, Allah, Allah. We all know this was a connection between these two personalities which is unmatched, because the Sahaba-i Kiram have very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, they are those people who are categorical jannatis. They are confirmed jannatis. And this glad tiding is given to them by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their rank, their martaba, their status is very high. On the other hand, we have the blessed Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose rank, whose status is also very high. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these two blessed personalities, the amount of love they had for each other, the connection, the relation they had with each other was something of the next level, subhanAllah. We will be, inshallah, discussing that as well. But before we discuss that, let's take a short break to listen to some very few beautiful and madni flowers, I would say, of a small madni munna, subhanAllah. And it's so delightful that when people, especially children, give us the beautiful advices, I would say, and beautiful nasihat, beautiful adab, the etiquettes and the sunnahs, then it really touches our heart when we see young children and young madani munnas and munniyas, beautifully explaining the things of Islam. It really brings peace to our hearts, subhanAllah. So today, inshallah, we will be learning about the madani pearls regarding sneezing from one of our very, very beautiful youngsters, subhanAllah. Let's listen to this beautiful youngster, inshallah. As soon as we return, we will be carrying on discussing this beautiful and exciting topic, which is the love of the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Today I would like to mention a few Madani pearls about sneezing. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Allah azza wa jal likes the sneeze and does not like the yawn. When one sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, the angels say Rabbul Alameen. And if the person says Rabbul Alameen, then the angels say May Allah have mercy upon him. Lower your head and cover your face as you sneeze. And sneeze in a low voice, as it is foolish to sneeze loudly. One should say Alhamdulillah after sneezing. It is better to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It is wajib for the person who hears to say Yarhamukallah. Upon hearing Yarhamukallah, the person who sneezed must say Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, or say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. The one sneezing must say Alhamdulillah audibly so that it can be heard and answered. The reply Yarhamukallah is wajib on the first sneeze. On the second sneeze, it is not wajib, rather it is mustahab. If the person sneezes during the khutbah, the person hearing must not reply. If an unbeliever says Alhamdulillah after sneezing, one should reply Yahdik Allah. May Allah grant us ability to practice these few Madani pearls.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful etiquette and adab and sunnah, I would say, of sneezing was given to us by this beautiful youngster, who is also a Sayyid, and he belongs to the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we are discussing the Ahl Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we listen to some beautiful Madani pearls from a youngster who is also a Sayyid. And I wouldn't say youngster, I would say he is indeed the crown of our heads, because in his blood he has the blessed blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Sayyid Bilal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him abundance of barakah in his ilm, in his amal, in his actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a guide for the ummah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our leader. Ameen, 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 bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This also gives us a very beautiful point for all the parents out there, for all those people who have children or who will have children in the future, that you know, this is the environment which your child needs in order for him to grow up in the perfect manner. Subhanallah. This youngster, alhamdulillah, he delivered to us these Madani pearls of sneezing, and I would say many of us don't know about these sunnahs. And this is only one thing we are discussing. There are also many sunnahs regarding wearing shoes, sunnah of eating, sunnahs of drinking, sunnahs of sleeping. So many things which we do not know. And these youngsters, alhamdulillah, they are really educating us with this beautiful knowledge. I would say this is only the faizan and the karam of Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Wal Aliyah. And this is the faizan of Dawat-e-Islami. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You want your child to become a beautiful personality like this. You want your child to also teach you sunnahs, to teach you etiquette, to teach you adab, to teach you how to recite the Holy Quran, Madani Qaida. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the best place to invest your child is in Dawat-e-Islami. Subhanallah. Make your child a hafiz in the Madrasatul Madina. Make your child an alim in the Jamiatul Madina. And inshallah, your son, your child will become a vibrant scholar, a Islamic scholar, subhanallah. And inshallah, he will be leading many people, not only his family, but many people around the globe, subhanallah. When we see these beautiful children and the beautiful advice they are sharing, and from our heart we make a dua and we say, Allah karam aisa kare, تجھ پہ جہاں میں اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. A very beautiful narration is in front of me that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was chosen as Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is the leader of the believers, and Khalifatul Muslimin, because undoubtedly it is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is afdalul bashari ba'd al-anbiya'i bit-tahqiq, that he is the greatest personality after the anbiya alayhim as-salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when this great personality was chosen as Amir al-Mu'mineen and Khalifa, the first Khalifa, subhanallah, then due to having a relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would take very, very, very good care of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say regarding the Ahlul Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, the relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to me than my own relatives. Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Means my relatives are on one side and these are the relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have more priority, they have more excellence, and subhanallah, they are more beloved to me because they have nisbat with the greatest creation of Allah subhanallah, who is none other than our beloved Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, a very beautiful incident that it's also regarding the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also one regarding Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But their relation with the Sahaba ikram, two very beautiful incidents, inshallah, I will discuss with you. But before that, I am being informed that alhamdulillah, we are joined with our respected guest, Bilal Shabbir Attari Madani, subhanallah. I would say very beautiful personality. His way of speaking, his way of delivering is something very unique, subhanallah. Last week he also joined us in the silsila and he shared very, very important and beautiful points with us. Today, inshallah, we all hope that we will be gaining lots of beautiful points from him, inshallah. Bilal bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you, Bilal bhai? Hope you are well.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I hope you are well too, mashallah.
Mashallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. First of all, I would like to welcome you to our silsila, The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, today's beautiful topic is regarding the love of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is such a topic which I would say needs no introduction. The Ahlul Bayt are those blessed personalities that everyone's hearts become warm once we hear the tazkira and the mentioning of these blessed personalities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So very briefly, if Bilal bhai could maybe tell us who are the Ahlul Bayt. This is a question which I asked in the beginning to our viewers and they all must be waiting for the answer. So just discuss briefly who are the Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, some excellences, some fadail of the Ahlul Bayt from the blessed mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. So the Ahlul Bayt, just this word Ahlul Bayt. Ahl means people and Bayt means home. So if you put them together, it means the people of the home or the household members. And whose home are we talking about? No doubt we are talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those blessed individuals who are part of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in very simple terms. And the ulama tell us that the blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are part of Ahlul Bayt. Sayyida Fatima az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, Hasanain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma. So generally when we mention Ahlul Bayt, we refer to the blessed wives and Panjtan Park. But besides this, in different narrations, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has included other blessed people amongst his Ahlul Bayt as well. And mashallah, you mentioned regarding the love and the admiration for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, within the Holy Quran, there's many verses that we can present, inshallah, for this. And there's also many ahadith as well. So alhamdulillah, when it comes to the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed family, we are not short in any way. So for example, there's one beautiful narration which has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yu'minu abdun hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min nafsihi wa takuna itrati ahabba ilayhi min itratihi. That nobody can become a complete believer until I become more beloved to him than his own self, and until my family become more beloved to him than his own family. So this hadith sharif highlights the importance of a believer having love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And like this, there's one more narration I'd like to present before, inshallah, I hand it back to you. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher of the entire creation. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows what is best for us. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows which thing will bring about our salvation in the hereafter. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has educated us by saying these words: edify, meaning give tarbiyat to your children regarding three traits or three qualities. The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, love of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we should be teaching our children. This is the education directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, and the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such an education, it's such a quality, it's such a trait that you should instill within your children. That's the second thing our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. And finally, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and give your children the correct tarbiyat and upbringing regarding the recitation of the Holy Quran. So here, when it comes to a parent fulfilling the right of being a parent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us three things: that we should teach our children the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, the love of his blessed Ahlul Bayt, and being able to recite the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, like this, there are so many different accounts as well in the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram where they showed their love. But this is just a brief, just giving everybody a bit of a taster in regards to really the rank of these exalted personalities.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, these personalities are so blessed. And regarding these blessed personalities, a poet, a shayar, very beautifully says, Tarif ke muhtaj nahi aale Muhammad ke phoolo ko kabhi itar lagaya nahi jata. That these blessed personalities do not need any praise from our dirty mouths, I would say. I mean, we are not even equal to the dust and the sand which kissed the blessed sandals of these personalities. We are not equal to them at all. So they are not in need of our praises. They are not need that, you know, we should praise them day and night. Their rank, their status, their martaba is already exalted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And by the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we speak about these personalities, if we praise them, if we say anything good about them, then indeed we get reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is how beautiful these blessed personalities are. Subhanallah. Rabbi, Jazakallah so much for joining us today. Very beautiful hadith you shared with us, and also very thought-provoking words where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave us a way of doing tarbiyat to our children. In today's time, people come and say, Mulan sahab, bachcha haath se nikal gaya, bachcha bigar gaya, I can't control my child, what should I do, how should I do tarbiyat? And how beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the method that teach them the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach them the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran, subhanallah. Because the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran, the love of the Ahlul Bayt will reform them, will change their lives. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallah Bilal bhai for joining us. We really appreciated it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your ilm, your amal, your rizq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability and tawfiq to spread the deen of Islam across the globe, inshallah. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was our beloved Bilal Bhai, all the way from UK and the United Kingdom, subhanallah. Very beautiful points and madani pearls he shared with us with regards to the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, discussing who are the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which it refers to the blessed household, including the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all the other blessed azwaj, Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah. And then obviously, the blessed son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali, Shaykh Khuda, Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and obviously the other blessed daughters as well, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Umme Kulsoom radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, the beloved sons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Abdullah, Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhum, subhanallah. And then the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the leaders of the youth in Jannah, subhanallah, which is none other than Hassanain Kareemain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqami, Sayyidul Shuhada Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the blessed Ahle Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also see in the various ahadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to some personalities that this person belongs to our Ahle Bayt, or he is an Ahle Bayt. Like it comes in narrations where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Salman Farsi is a member of the Ahle Bayt. The summary of the hadith, subhanallah, subhanallah. So in brief, shortly, all of these personalities, whether they are the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the blessed wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions someone that he is a member of the Ahl al-Bayt, or he is part of the Ahl al-Bayt, all of them, it is our duty, and we are duty bound to show them the utmost respect and the utmost love. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of these blessed and respected personalities. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I did say that we have some two very beautiful accounts with regards to the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because we were discussing the relation which the Sahaba kiram have with Nabi, with the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these two beautiful examples are in front of us, subhanallah, subhanallah. Make an intention in your heart that after you listen to these beautiful narrations, you will, inshallah, try to act upon whatever we can learn from these narrations. And inshallah, azawajal, believe me, you, these narrations are going to increase in your heart the love of these respected personalities, subhanallah. The grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the very famous Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We all know Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality who has narrated the most ahadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, subhanallah. So both of these blessed personalities, the grandson Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and the Sahabi Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them were present at a certain funeral. And whilst returning from there, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt a bit tired, and he sat down at a place to take some rest. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu started removing the dust from the feet of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his shawl mubarak, his blessed shawl. With that, he started removing the dust. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this, so he stopped him from doing this. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly replied, and he said, فَوَاللَّهِ Allah Allah, and these are very historical statements. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مِنْكَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَحَمَلُوكَ عَلَىٰ رِقَابِهِمْ Allah Allah, he said, O grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, the eminence of yours that I am aware of, the status, the martaba, your rank which I am aware of, If people get to know about it, then they would lift you on their shoulders. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Many beautiful points we can learn from this certain incident. First, that the ajizi and the humbleness of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. I mean, he was the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew he was the leader of the youth in Jannah. But still, there was no, extra protocol or some sort of, pride or arrogance. You know, that I'm going to sit here, I will sit in a certain place, people should look after me, people should press my feet, people should do this. No. He just sat down and he rested, and when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu started, removing the dust, he didn't leave it there and say, yes, I deserve this position, I deserve this rank. No, he stopped him. That no, don't do this. This shows the humility and the humbleness of this great personality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he gave a lesson for everyone until Qiyamah, that no matter how high your status is, no matter how high your rank is, no matter whichever level you are on, always adopt humility and humbleness in front of people, and be humble also in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Second very beautiful point we learn from this narration is the respect and the martaba of Sayyidina Sayyidul Shuhada Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a sahabi. I mean, Sayyidina Abu Huraira is that sahabi, as I mentioned, who narrated the most ahadith. So his rank, his trustworthiness, his status is very high amongst the Sahaba-i-Kiram. But he himself, in removing the dust from the blessed feet Mubarak, the paw Mubarak of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then his historical statement that if people knew your rank, your martaba, which I know, then they would carry you on their shoulders. Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah. This shows the love which the Sahaba-i-Kiram had for the Ahl Bayt, and the Ahl Bayt the love they had for the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A perfect example of love and unity and muhabbah. Subhanallah. The second account is regarding Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the other grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The elder grandson from these two. Sayyidina Imam Hassan was the elder brother. Subhanallah. So he states that once Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq-i-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said to me, oh my son, I wish that you come to us. Means come visit us. So he says, one day I went to his house, but he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was talking to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they were separately, they were talking, discussing some matters. And the son of Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood at the door waiting for them to finish. So the son of Sayyidina Umar Farooq stood at the door waiting for his father and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma to finish their discussion so he could enter the house. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, after a little while when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar left, so I also left. Later on, I met Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Lam araka? That I didn't see you. You didn't come to visit us. You didn't come to us again. So he says, I humbly said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I did come, but you were busy talking to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And your son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was also waiting outside. So in other words, I thought to myself that, the son doesn't have permission as yet of going inside. So how must I have permission? So when your son left, I also left. Allah, 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 Allah. So he says, that's the reason I also returned with him. Listening to this, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also mentioned very, very, very beautiful, and I would say historical words and a historical statement which is engraved on the hearts of all the lovers of the Ahl Bayt until Qiyamah. Allah, Allah. He says, Anta ahaqqu bil izni min Abdullah ibn Umar. He said, O beloved grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more deserving than my offspring to come inside. You are more deserving than Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Subhanallah. And then he said, Innama ambata ma tara fi ru'usina Allahu thumma antum. He says that, O beloved grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hair which we have on our head, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you grew these hair on our heads. Allah, Allah. Means it is through your sadaqah through your, I would say, blessed silk that we receiving this hair on our heads, Allah, from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Who is this speaking? Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who is Amir al-Mu'mineen? Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq, that personality whom even Shaitan was scared of. Huh? When my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the summary of the hadith that Shaitan does not walk in the same path where Umar walks, or Shaitan does not cross the path where Umar is crossing. That's how much fear Shaitan has for Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Who is Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq? That personality regarding whom my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if there would have been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, if there would have been. Whereas we all know that, and it is our aqidah, the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at, that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no possibility of any Nabi coming. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He is indeed the final Nabi. He is the final and the last prophet. The Khatamun Nabiyeen, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no new Nabi, any sort of Nabi can come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if there would have been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar bin Khattab. I mean, look at his etiquette, look at his character, look at his personality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that great personality, the second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he is the greatest amongst the Sahaba Ikram. Subhanallah, after the Anbiya alayhi wasalam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and then Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq, a person with such high caliber, person with such a high status, such a high rank. But look at his words, and he's saying that, oh grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you are more deserving than my son, and this hair which we have on our head, this is also through your sadaqah and your wasila. Allah, 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 Allah. This is enough to prove the respect, the adab, the love which the Sahaba Ikram had for the blessed Ahlul Bayt and the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill these love and muhabbah in our hearts as well as the Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Ikram loved one another. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the love of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such beautiful discussion is taking place. Unfortunately, time is not permitting us. We do have some beautiful calls as well. So inshallah azawajal, we will be taking some calls, and we also need to give the answer of the question which is on the screen with what are the names, the blessed names of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, let's take some calls and then inshallah we'll give the answer to the question. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana Sahab, I just wanted to know, who are the Ahl Bayt? When they say Ahl Bayt, who are they? Jazakumullah khairan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Who are the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Very beautiful answer was given by our Bilal Shabbir bhai from UK, where he mentioned that the people of the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including the blessed wives, the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now I also mentioned that there are some personalities whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this personality is also a member of the Ahl Bayt. But generally when we speak about Ahl Bayt, we mean the people of the house, and that is the blessed wives and the blessed children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the grandchildren, Hasan and Kareem, and likewise the son-in-law who is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah. The next call, please.
MashaAllah, Marasa, for such a wonderful work on Madani channels. Marasa, my question was with regards to the Ahlul Bayt, and how should one show respect and reverence towards the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please enlighten us. Jazakallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. How should one show their love towards the Ahlul Bayt? In order for one to show love, first a person needs to keep this in mind that who are the Ahlul Bayt? They are not common people. They're not ordinary people. They're not people of a certain family. They're not people who may belong to a very wealthy family, that's why we show them respect. No, they have nisbat and relation and connection to the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And because of that nisbat, that connection, we show the love towards the Ahl Bayt. And you know, how much love, how much obedience should we show to this personality? I would say the more you show the less it is. As I mentioned, that tarif ke muhtaj nahi. I mean, they're not in need of our praises, of our things, but we need to love them. We need to give them the utmost respect and utmost love. Whatever love and respect we can give these personalities, according to their status, subhanAllah, we should give them this love and this respect, subhanAllah. And indeed, it is very important, it is incumbent and necessary upon everyone to show the love, as we learned very beautiful ahadith, where my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave warnings. The one who, you know, has some jealousy or he's against the Ahl al-Bayt, summary of the ahadith, that then he is not going to be given that water of Hawz al-Kawthar. He will be whipped away from there with the whips of fire on the day of judgment. The one who loves the Ahl al-Bayt, he shows his love towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one who dislikes the Ahl al-Bayt, he shows his dislike and disliking and his hatred towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are all points where a person needs to ponder and think. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it is incumbent and necessary of every Muslim, every believer, to show the utmost respect to every member of the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as well as the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And Mulana Hassan Raza Khan, the brother of Sayyidina Sayyidi wa Murshidi A'la Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan, how beautifully he says, Tumko mujda nar ka a dushman Ahl al-Bayt. That, you know, you are given the news of fire, of Jahannam, O enemies of Ahl al-Bayt. The moment you start having enmity, grudge, jealousy against the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must know that your abode is Jahannam. How can you go into Jannah? We all know the owner of Jannah is Sarkar-e-do-Jahan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. How do you expect to go into Jannah whilst you are disobeying or whilst you are having hatred against the family of the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's not possible. So in order for you to go in Jannah, you need to have love for the companions of the owner of Jannah, as well as the family members and the Ahl al-Bayt of the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, and this is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, the beautiful quality of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, that we love each and every member of the Ahl al-Bayt and we follow and respect every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat said, Ahl al-Sunnah ka hai beera paar, Ashabi Huzur Najm hai, or now hai itrat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The answer to the beautiful question which is on screen, and the question I asked in the beginning of the episode, what are the blessed names of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. The names are, the blessed father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. And the blessed mother is Sayyiduna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. The answer is on the screen as well, subhanallah. These are the beautiful and beloved blessed names of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. People should keep their names on the parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the names of the blessed parents, the blessed sahaba ikram, the Ahl al-Bayt. These are all respected and beloved names to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I am Abdullah, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, I also have this nisbat that my name is also, alhamdulillah, I have the nisbat that my name is also, you know, similar, the same name as the blessed father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, this is my great fortune, and I consider it to be, you know, I am lucky that I am sharing this blessed name with these blessed personalities, subhanAllah, the blessed father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed son name was also Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So I am also indeed a slave of Allah and the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave of the Sahaba ikram, the slave of the parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the slave of the Ahl al-Bayt, the Adhar, the slave of the Awliya ikram. Every Sunni is a slave of all of these blessed and exalted personalities, subhanAllah. Unfortunately, we have reached the conclusion of today's silsila. A very beautiful and fruitful silsila this was. Many beautiful discussions took place, many beautiful ahadith and narrations with regards to the Ahl al-Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of these personalities. And my message for you all today is, no matter whatever happens, don't listen to anyone. Always respect the Ahl al-Bayt and the Sahaba ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har sahabi e Nabi, jannati jannati. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman. If you have this love, you have everything. If you lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Allahu Akbar. Be positive. Think positive. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.